Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
The Urban Dictionary defines a weird flex as when a person brags about something they shouldn't brag about. And I'm about to do it right now, Raven.
Something that they're cool at that most people are like, no, that's not really a real talent.
Right, but it is. 1-800-330-9999. What's your weird flex? Raven, you know how I love to use my teeth to do stuff?
Yes, I've seen you open a beer bottle. It's one of the most unladylike things, and it makes me think that you're going to break a tooth every single time.
Yeah, but my teeth are so strong. I can open things.
Someday that's going to fail you, just so you know.
Yesterday, I was at the gym. I teach some fitness classes on the side, and I was with my manager, and we were trying to get the batteries out of the pack that our microphone goes in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the batteries were stuck in the battery pack, right? So I said, Marianne, if you let me take off my mask, I can use my teeth.
I know what to do. Marianne, I know what to do.
And she goes, what?
Right,
what? I go, no, I could use my teeth, and I could pry it out with my teeth. And she's like, you gonna put this in your mouth? I go, no. I have really strong teeth.
You know how many people have touched it? I mean, it's literally the thing that most people have touched in the building.
It goes on sweaty instructors' belts.
Oh, God.
But I had wipes to wipe it down. We could not get the batteries out, right? And yeah. She's like, all right. Right. So I pop it open. I take the wipe. I use my canine tooth.
Yes.
I put it right in the corner of that battery.
Scoop.
I pop that battery right on out.
It's so wet.
And I was so proud of myself.
It's
and she
terrible.
Looked, she was horrified.
Yeah. She, and rightly so.
But I can use my teeth to open so many things.
Oh, my
I can.
Gosh.
That's my weird flex.
Yeah, it is a weird flex.
Mm-hmm.
I can cut my lawn into diamonds. And I can make a good bed, like a good bed in less than 2 minutes. 120 seconds I can make the bed in. And it's like good.
Like you can't even get in. It's
like
so tight.
Military corners. It is to inspection. I'm not saying I'm a Navy SEAL. I'm just saying I've seen one on TV before and I can make a good bed in less than a minute and 20.
But can you use your teeth to make the bed less than a minute 20?
I don't think there's ever a time that I would want to. As you know, I'm much more fearful of my teeth than you.
What is your weird flex? That strange human trick that you have that you bust out every once in a while and you are so proud of. 1-800-330-9999. We're going to get to your calls and texts coming up next. Yesterday, I got to use my weird flex. I could use my teeth to open anything. I pried a battery that was stuck in a battery pack with my canine tooth like it was nothing. And I was proud of it. Everybody looked on horrified, but I was proud of myself.
It's kind of disgusting, really, and scary to witness.
Mm-hmm.
I can fix anything. That's my weird flex. I'm like a MacGyver guy. I'm not saying it's going to stay fixed,
yeah.
But if something breaks, I can get us where we need to go.
What's your weird flex? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
So I could actually sound like Stitch, like verbatim.
Do it. Do it right now.
My little foot. Foot is my symbol. I found it on my arm. It's little and broken, but still good. Yeah.
I don't know what's happening. Do you know what's happening?
I mean, I've never seen the show whatsoever, but I'm aware that there's a character named Stitch, and I get that. So I'm sure that in your brain you sound exactly like them, and it's good enough to pass with your friends, especially when they're drinking. Right. No, it's all right. I'm with you. I fully support your talent. I do.
Three glasses of Sauvignon Blanc. Do the voice.
Right.
Do the voice.
Right. It's you hit the nail on the head when your friends are a little bit inebriated.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your weird flex?
I know how to. Well, I basically have monkey feet. I can multitask with my feet and sign my name.
It's amazing.
I thought you were going to be like one of those weird people that just climbs trees wherever you go. And you're with your friend, and all of a sudden your friend's in a tree, and you're like, listen, man, we're in our 30s. This doesn't make any sense. Somebody's going to think you're on something.
Pop out the pinky in the mouth with a toe.
Right, right. That's good. No, watching you sign your name with your left foot would be impressive, too.
It's true. Imagine she's signing her mortgage papers, and she's like, do you want me to use my feet or my hands?
Do it while hanging from that branch.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your weird flex?
I'm 46 years old, and I can still do a back handspring. Every barbecue or party, I bust it out in front of the kids just to show off.
Wow. That's serious.
That is serious.
That's so cool.
Right, and I'd be afraid every time I saw it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no, she's going to break. This is the time she's going to break something. No, immediately.
Oh, there's Aunt Katie again. There
right.
she goes.
Snap. Oh, wrist. No, I would immediately be. I'd be in a panic every time. I'd be like, I can't watch.
My daughter thinks it's cool that I can still do a cartwheel, and I think it's pretty cool, too. Imagine I busted out a backflip. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your weird flex?
So I can toss my hat in the air and have it land on my head. Like, I don't know, 80% of the time I can do it. My current record is 11 times in a row. My wife does not think this is time well spent. She doesn't think it's cool at all. But secretly, I have to, you know, practice and try to break my record of 11.
He said 80% of the time he flips the hat onto his head.
80% of the time it works every time. Let me ask you, just for my own knowledge, because I could see this being a problem here. It's a slippery slope. You have an overabundance of hats, don't you, because of this trick that you can do? Not actually because of fashion reasons or anything like that, just because you can do this trick.
Right. Well, if you got talent, you got it.
Right.
You got to work it.
Got to have the tools. Sure. Right. Right.
Every
right.
time
Joe DiMaggio
you get dressed.
Was not without a baseball bat. Yes, I understand.
Every time you get up, every time you go out, do you automatically just flip your hat on like that just
of
to
course.
Show off in front of the kids and your wife?
More or less, it's superstition at this point. I have to do it. It's how I start my day.
80% of the time, he gets it.
80% of the time, it's a good day.
What's your weird flex? Go ahead. You can brag. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. The Urban Dictionary describes a weird flex as when a person brags about something they shouldn't brag about. I can open anything with my teeth. I love to do it. I've opened beer bottles on the air before. Raven finds it horrifying. And yesterday I got to pry a battery out of a battery pack that was stuck in there with my canine tooth, and everybody looked on in horror.
It's gross.
What's your weird flex? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
So it's kind of strange, but I'm really good at accurately describing smells. So like if something smells weird, I'll be like, oh, that smells like the school bus on a rainy day. And somebody will be like, that does smell like the school bus on a rainy day.
That is amazing.
I don't know why I do it, but people seem oddly impressed with it.
I like that. I wish that was also my weird flex.
I wish you were a friend of mine. I would use you in some sort of game for game night. I don't know which one.
Right.
But we would rake the cash.
I'm trying to figure
rake
out how
cash.
To use this power for good, and I haven't quite figured that out.
No, forget good. Use it for profit. Come
yeah.
on.
Like charades for your nose.
I mean, there's a way.
Either way.
Yeah.
There's a way to make money. There
yeah.
is.
Either
yeah.
way.
Well, good luck to you and your nose. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your weird flex?
I can say the alphabet backwards.
Let's go.
Go.
Z-Y-X and W-V-U-T-S-R-Q-P-O-N-M-L-K-J-I-H-G-F-E-D-C-B-A. And that's the backwards alphabet.
You know, here's the thing. I'm actually not even positive that you did it.
Right.
But, I mean, 100% anybody in the room is going to say, yeah, you did it.
Right.
Like, at any time.
It took every ounce of me not to do what I would normally do and be like, yeah! You did it.
Thanks, toddler.
Yeah.
Right,
thank you.
Anna and Raven, what's your weird flex?
So my bottom eyelids, I can like move them in and out, like make them go like towards my nose and towards my ears, like as if I was blinking, but using my bottom eyelids back and forth. A friend taught me how to do it in grade school. She said her dad taught her.
It's really weird.
Yeah, it sounds like some carny trick you got right there. I mean, that'll win you a couple
yeah,
bets at the
I
bar.
Can, like, look into my eyes, and when you look, and they're like, wait, what are you doing? It's weird. Stop. I love it, though.
My husband can make his eyes, like, go back and forth really fast. Like, it's like they're shaking
oh,
inside.
Oh, I've seen that. People yeah. that can do that.
And Hayden, my 12-year-old, could do really weird things with her tongue. She folds it in like four ways inside her mouth.
Yeah, I'm always jealous of people with that. I can't do that.
Hi, it's Ian and Raven. What's your weird flex?
I'm double-jointed. I'm always a hit at parties because, you know, like I'll shake a stranger's hand and make it seem like they popped my hand or arm out of its socket to get scared. Fun conversation starter.
If you're the weirdo, I don't mean to call you a weirdo, but if you're the person
I'm with you
that comes up to me,
yes,
and I'm the first time I'm meeting you, and then you fake an injury that I broke your wrist,
right,
with like, popping it out of a
with
socket.
Your strange double jointedness. I'm sorry,
like,
first and
what?
Last time.
Yeah.
First and last time is all I'm saying.
Like, did they pay you to be at this party? Am I being videotaped right now?
Right. I'm not into this Cirque weird stuff, all right?
Exactly.
Just get out of here.
All right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your weird flex?
Hey, if you can name any major event in my life, I can tell you what I was wearing. It's just a gift. And it's not just the big ones like prom or my sweet 16 or the day I got engaged, but it's anything that you can tell me about in my life. I'll tell you what it was from my first date to my husband. Anything. It's a gift I have.
Wow.
My wife does weird stuff like that.
I remember what I wore on major things, but I can't remember what I wore like 4 days ago. First day of kindergarten, what were you wearing?
Well, come on. I mean, so young.
I do remember this. Actually, I do remember this because I picked my outfit. It was blue overalls with a pink striped T-shirt, and I had matching pink socks with my white sneakers.
Wow.
That's wacky. You're like the Rain Man of outfits.
Yeah.
That's crazy.